Now the news. I'm Deng Hongyu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for solidarity and cooperation of the international community amid a global crisis. He made the remarks in a special address in the 2022 World Economic Forum virtual session. He's called on the world to do everything necessary to clear the shadow of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Thanks to the concerted efforts of the international community, major progress has been made in the global fight against the pandemic. That said, the pandemic is proving a protracted one, resurging with more variants and spreading faster than before. It poses a serious threat to people's safety and health and exerts a profound impact on the global economy. Strong confidence and cooperation represent the only right way to defeat the pandemic.
The Chinese president adds that economic globalization is the trend of the times, and countries around the world should uphold true multilateralism. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab says the Davos agenda will provide an opportunity for world leaders to shape solutions for critical challenges in the year ahead.
I see several priorities for the global agenda. We must continue to fight against the global pandemic. We must revitalize the global economy and accelerate its transition to net zero. We must preserve biodiversity by deploying nature-based solutions, and we must narrow the gap between the rich and the poor to achieve more sustainable global development.
The virtual Davos 2022 runs from Monday to Friday. Premier Li Keqiang says China is willing to work with Germany to push for a steady and long-term development of bilateral ties. Li has held a telephone conversation with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. He says the two sides should tap cooperation potential in advanced manufacturing, service trade, digital economy, and climate change. Scholz says Germany is committed to promoting the healthy development of EU-China relations, and he hopes the EU-China investment treaty can come into effect at an early date. The Chinese mainland reported 127 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Monday. Of the new local cases, 102 cases were reported in Henan, 18 in Tianjin, and 1 in Beijing. Chinese Vice Premier Sun Chunlan is stressing quick response and swift containment of cluster COVID-19 cases as the Chinese New Year is approaching. Sun is urging local authorities to stay alert, improve their efficiency, and conduct drills. She made the remarks in Tianjin, adding the city has made major progress in containing the latest round of cases caused by the Omicron variant. The Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games organizers have unveiled the final version of spectator policy. Tickets will not be sold anymore, but be part of an adapted program that will invite groups of spectators to be present on site during the games. The spectators are told to strictly abide by the COVID-19 countermeasures before, during, and after each event. A U.S. scientist says whether there will be more volcanic blasts or tsunami warnings after the volcanic eruption near Tonga remains to be seen. Volcanologist Wendy Stovall with the USGS Volcano Hazards Program says strong eruptions can sometimes cool the entire Earth for a period of years. She says her team believes that is not the case here based on studying the data from Tonga. Police in Abu Dhabi say the explosion of three oil tankers caused by a fire on Monday morning has killed three people and injured six others. Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility for military operation that struck areas inside the United Arab Emirates on Monday. China's central bank has cut the interest rates of its medium-term lending facility loans and reverse repos by 10 basis points. It aims to lower lending costs and further shore up economic growth. The MLF tool is designed to help commercial and policy banks maintain liquidity by allowing them to borrow from the central bank using securities as collateral. The 2022 Spring Festival travel rush has kicked off. Nearly 1.2 billion trips are expected to be made this year. Transport authorities say there will be a significant increase compared with last year. The 40-day travel rush is expected to end on February the 25th. And that's the news. I'm Deng Hongyu.